Back here at Marlins Park tonight for the first of three between the Marlins and the Mets. The Marlins opening up a nine-game homestand that features the Mets, the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Washington Nationals next weekend. Before we get going tonight, joining us for a couple of minutes, Marlins starting pitcher Jared Cozart. Jared, first of all, it's great to see you. It's great to have you on tonight. Fill us in. Mentally, physically, how are you feeling?
At ease, I guess, would be the best way to describe it. Finally. I think it's been a long year for everyone. A lot of high expectations all around the organization, myself being a big part of that. I set my own expectations, and I think the Miami fans, the Miami organization had theirs as well, and obviously I haven't been able to meet that. A lot of that was having to do with, what I've had to go through this year, but I think we've put it all behind. A lot of that goes to, the help of the doctors in Chicago. Trainers down in Jupiter, family being there to support me, teammates, here having my back, knowing that I'd be back stronger. And I think that's where we stand today. And now it's just a matter of, doing my job. I've learned it's a business. So I'm back up here to do my job and be a good teammate.
Jared, let's go back to the start of the year. Obviously, again, a lot of expectations for this ball club coming out of the spring. But you personally, at what point did you say, my goodness, something's wrong and I'm a little concerned. I'm worried. I would imagine it was probably pretty scary because from whatever we heard from Dan Jennings and from some of the medical reports is that it was not just an earache, that this was something that was, pretty scary for you.
Yeah, I'd say, I made my first three or four starts, which were pretty decent, without any issues. And I'd say about my fifth start, I kind of, I wouldn't say I felt dizzy per se, but, I just kind of felt fatigued, tired. It's kind of off, and that's according to the doctors when they thought that it was probably, beginning to, take its toll on me. And a lot of this, what I have was an inner ear disorder, and they said sometimes it creeps up on guys. Some guys, have it in there for a couple years, and then bam, it'll hit them. And, they said that could have – there's no, explanation as to how long I had this going on. But obviously around that time it started affecting me, there when I was getting – when I had that cramp in my hamstring out in L.A., at the same time I also felt, same thing, kind of nauseous, fatigue, and that was probably, that's kind of when it happened. And then I think it's pretty much self-explanatory from there, and it's been a long road since. But, I feel strong. I've been able to get after it like I want to in the weight room, running. Everything's back to normal. So now it's just going out and, like I said, just trying to do my job and be a good teammate.
When we think road to recovery, we think guys that have had Tommy John surgeries, knee surgeries. We think of a rehab process, a grueling rehab process. For vertigo, though, Jared, what was the rehab process? Was it sleeping? Was it sitting in a dark room? I don't think anybody really knew.
See, I actually was diagnosed. It was actually an inner ear disorder, which led to vertigo. So the main nerve, in short, in my right ear was at the time 70% less responsive than the one on my left ear, which obviously we know the ears, brain, et cetera, affects, balance and gravity, et cetera. So with that being said, with one ear being 70% less responsive than the other, you could see where the problem in lies. So, the therapy was twice a day up in Chicago, and I can tell everyone firsthand, just the test, having to, find out if you have vertigo aren't fun. So you can imagine the rehab, it's, being in dark rooms, following red laser pointers around, having loud music going on. It's trying to get your eyes and ears in tune with each other so they're in sync. Following eight balls on a computer screen, having to track two of them while everything else is going like this, standing on a balance beam, touching all these red lights and having to do it in a certain time. Needless to say, I was in Chicago for 12 days, and in the first day I tested, what he described as the 85-year-old man near death on a lot of my tests. So, and by the end, I was doing it, at a very advanced level, higher than the average person can do, which is what I'm supposed to be able to do, seeing as I'm a professional athlete. So, long process, not fun, a lot of spin, combating dizziness sometimes involves getting dizzy, and, that's never fun for anyone. And I experienced that for 2 months, getting back right. So it feels good to be healthy again.
I was just going to say, Jared, as we wrap up, as we sit here today and you're symptom-free, you're feeling healthy, by all accounts, we're going to see you in the coming days, in the coming weeks, and we can't wait to see you back on the mound. But how good does it feel to sit here reassured, healthy, and ready to get back on a big league mound?
I went through a long period of, you know, you question yourself, and I've never been on the DL, you know, for anything serious. I can't imagine some of these guys with the surgeries and stuff, and it's all the more, you know, hurtful. You know, I'm dizzy. It's not really controllable, but I'm unable to help the Major League Ball Club win because I was dizzy, and obviously it was affecting me throughout the year. But, you know, I forgot what the stadium looked like. I hadn't seen these guys in a long time. So, like I said at the beginning, I think at ease, relief. Obviously now, you know, I'm just here to do my job, be a good teammate to these guys, and try and get ready for 2016 by finishing strong. And, you know, I learned a lot in this process, and especially, you know, control what you can control. This was something I couldn't. So, you know, I'm going to take that out to my pitching, on the mound, everything like that.
Well, Jared, it's good to see you healthy. We can't wait to see you back out on the mound. We appreciate the time tonight, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
When we come back, Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the starting lineups in the first pitch. I'm Kyle Seeloff. You've been listening to Marlins on Deck on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.